You certainly can't win a Super Bowl in week four, but you definitely can look like a team that don't got no chance of making it there. And that's what I feel like I saw out of Thursday Night Football. Good people. It's your boy Theo Dorsey back here for the happy hour. C-Cat on the other side of the glass on the ones and twos. We actually talking of championships here, which the Cowboys nor the Giants have any shot of getting anywhere close to this year. We'll get into that as we recap Thursday Night Football. We actually just got a visit from the Palm Beach Cardinals, who know a little something about championships because they just won the Florida State League Championship. And guess who threw the very first pitch out at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium the night that they clinched it? It wasn't the starting pitcher for either team, C-Cat. I'll give you one chance to guess who was on the mound and got the energy and the momentum going for those Palm Beach Cardinals.
Barry Zito.
Why Barry Zito, C-Cat?
He threw out the first pitch yesterday for the A's in the last ever game in Oakland. I thought maybe, you know, some good vibes there. Who was it?
It was the one and only, Theo Dorsey.
Oh, I thought they would have had a celebrity do that.
I am a celebrity. You said it yourself. I have a text. I've actually already screenshotted and I have it getting framed at Walgreens right now. I'm picking it up on the way home, a text where you said I am a celebrity and I was able to be out there. I'm grateful to be involved in the program, but I had nothing to do with the win. I don't want you to sit here and give me credit for the Palm Beach Cardinals winning the Florida State League World Series.
That's true. People are saying that. Yeah. Everybody keeps on saying that. I don't know why they do.
I want to stop the rumors right here. Before we actually take on Thursday Night Football, I want to shut all of the rumors down. Everybody out there saying that, yeah, Theo had something to do with the good vibes out there at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. He has to, you know, a bit of credit in the credit pie. I had nothing to do with how excellent that Palm Beach Cardinals team was. So shout to them. Congratulations. We got a picture with the trophy. Just the hats off to them. It always feels good to end your season on a win. And neither the Giants nor the Cowboys, and really respectfully anybody in that NFC East, have any shot of ending their season on a win this year. Cowboys beat the Giants last night, 20-15, Thursday Night Football. 6 points, count them, 6 points out of the Cowboys in that second half. That offense still looks putrid. It still is a one-way funnel. They're going to move the ball. It's going to be through CeeDee Lamb. And on defense, they finally had a game where they could stop the run. And it mainly was because they were going up against a team that was incompetent in their own right in the New York Giants. I walk away from that game feeling zero, like no level of confidence that even though the Cowboys claw their way out of what would have been a tough hole to be in at 1-3, and they're 2-2 right now, I have zero confidence that this is a team that could even compete for a wild card spot in the NFC right now. They're not making the playoffs this year. And I'm not the only one that feels this way. I tap in on Unsportsmanlike, and I hear Chris Canty kind of giving some hints at it. He's talking about how the Cowboys don't have the gusto, the offensive ability, the ability to stop the run, to be able to be a team that's out there playing games when it matters most. And then Chris Canty, the resident Super Bowl champ and the co-host on Unsportsmanlike, hopped on Get Up with Mike Greenberg, and he shared the same sentiments about not just the Giants, but also the Cowboys and their playoff hopes.
Chris Canty into the conversation again from Undisputed. I want to hear
Undisputed.
You on both teams.
Hold on, pause the break. Stop that. Mike Greenberg, the professional. It's Unsportsmanlike, big dog. All right, hit me up next time you want to know about that ESPN radio lineup. I got you, Mike Greenberg. Okay, one more time. Chris Canty on Get Up. And, you know, he got the show name wrong, but he did deliver into what Canty's great take was.
From Undisputed. I want to hear you on both teams.
I opened
the show by asking Swagoo, if you are a Cowboy fan, if you are one who wants to see the Cowboys become a contender this season, do you emerge from last night's victory on the road, short week in the division? Do you emerge more optimistic or less optimistic based on that performance?
I would say less optimistic. The only thing that I would be confident about if I'm a Cowboys fan sitting here today is that the NFC East is going to be a one playoff team division, and it ain't going to be either one of them teams you watched last night. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Dallas Cowboys still have some foundational issues. They still can't run the football. They are one-dimensional on offense, and that dimension is number 88 in CeeDee Lamb. And we've seen if that offense doesn't get out to a hot start, that defense is going to struggle. When that defense can't play downhill, when they don't have the opportunity to tee off with their pass rush like they did last night with Daniel Jones having 40 pass attempts, then they are going to struggle.
Appreciate that, Canty. And it's hard to not watch how that game flow played out. And it was obvious that the Cowboys were never going to lose it. They were never threatened by the Giants because the Giants themselves were just trying to stay out of their own way. I mean, they're just kicking field goals left and right. They're not really even putting any pressure on the Cowboys to have to score a lot of points, and the Cowboys still only came away with 20 points. And you look at the rest of their schedule, right? You look at the next six games specifically, and you're at the Steelers, you're home to the Lions, you're at the 49ers, you're at the Falcons. What is the common denominator? And I could go further, honestly, because the next game is home to the Eagles. The common denominator between the Steelers, the Lions, the Niners, the Falcons, and the Eagles, elite running games. Elite. The Steelers might be the worst running game of all of them, and they got the most dynamic rushing quarterback in Justin Fields. The Cowboys at home to the Lions getting a heavy dosage of David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs, they're going to get pushed around. And then you got the 49ers. Who knows if Christian McCaffrey is back, but it might not matter because they're bullies up front either way. Bijan Robinson and the Falcons, Saquon Barkley and the Eagles. I have a good inclination the Cowboys might stand 2-2 today, but 5 weeks from now we're talking about 2-7.
I also think the common denominator with those teams are they get to the quarterback. They have good defenses. Mm. Aiden Hutchinson might be one of the best players in the NFL right now, believe it or not, in Detroit. And the Eagles did a great job against the Saints, who were putting up record numbers in New Orleans. They put a stop to that, held them to, I believe, 12 points last week. Yep. I like the defenses that the Cowboys are going to have to face this next month.
That's an astute, like, recognition from you. I don't even know if I said the right word. An astute
point. Observation.
Observation. Jeez. It's a Friday, man.
I recognize it as well.
The weekend. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, though. Why didn't you jump? You never jump in and save me. That's kind of like part of your job title.
I'm leaving the talking to the talker. You know, I'm the button pusher, so I push the buttons.
Well, I'm only theoretically speaking. But the Steelers.
Stupid.
T.J. Watt. What, you didn't like that?
No.
No. I get no love on this show.
No. You got to work for it.
Getting absolutely no love. Okay, the Steelers, T.J. Watt. The Lions, Aiden Hutchinson, and the Niners, Nick Bosa.
Breathing down Dak's neck all game.
I don't see a way in which, especially those three games, you can argue, you can make an argument for the Cowboys to win at the Falcons. You can make an argument that they can maybe catch the Eagles at home. But the next three games against those three squads, the way that they're built, the way that they like to win football games versus the way that the Cowboys have lost time and time again this year and years past. We watched what happened against the Packers in the playoffs last year. What did they do? Run it down their throats and then get after Dak. It worked. You watched it happen when the Cowboys played the Saints. You watched it happen when the Cowboys got bullied by the Ravens until on the back end they looked like they were competitive. Don't look at the final score. Watch the game. The Cowboys were never in that game either. The Steelers and the Lions and the 49ers are going to have their way with Dallas. They're going to be sitting at 2-5, and then they're going to have to find a way to beat the Falcons and Eagles. The Cowboys season feels over with, and that's coming off of a primetime loss. I can't think of the last time I felt that way, and that has nothing to do with the fact that their best player, Micah Parsons, left the game last night with an ankle injury.
Yeah.
It is panic season for the Dallas Cowboys. I said yesterday if they lose or if the game was close, Category 5, evacuate the whole city, state of emergency. I still feel that way, and guess what? The Cowboys didn't cover. Because Brandon Aubrey, I don't know if they hit the Buffalo Red Wings, Wild Wings, the button. I don't know if they got into his ear, but I've never seen that dude miss a 50-yard field goal in his career, and with a chance to cover, under a minute to go, Aubrey misses that field goal, and here we are 20-15, the Cowboys in a state of panic.
Yeah, where 80% of the money is also on the Cowboys to cover in that game. I don't know. It's a little too convenient for my taste.
It's fishy.
But do you think I think the biggest winners from last night were the Washington Commanders and the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
Like you look at those two squads that are in your division, look pathetic. I know it's a short week, and no one really ever looks great early season on those short weeks on Thursday Night Football. But with how riding high both those squads are after their wins last week, Philadelphia versus New Orleans, I believe that game was on the road as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the Commanders, of course, also on the road. Big upset shocker against the Bengals, where Daniels looked like the best quarterback in the draft, and that offense looked really well-oiled. Those two teams have got to feel really good about their chances to win the division.
Yeah, you know who else is the biggest winner from last night? Yeah, whoever the heck is going to be the number one quarterback in this upcoming draft. Because you get to walk into the Meadowlands, and you get to have a number one receiver in Malik Nabers, because we know Daniel Jones ain't going to be there, and we know that whatever pick the Giants get, which should be near the top of the draft, they're going quarterback. that's going to be walking into a great situation, day ball or not, because you have a guy like Malik Nabers who you could – I mean, Nabers could have had 250 yards last night if he had a dude that was competent back there throwing him the football. That's how bad Daniel Jones is.
Yeah, that's relying on the Giants' ability to admit that they were wrong. We've seen organizations admit it immediately. Just 1 year it took the Cardinals to move off of Rosen to go to Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
And we've seen teams just not admit it at all. And I'm afraid that the Giants might be falling into that ladder.
I think that ship is sailed, though. I think this is the offseason. I mean, they waited too late for sure, but this is the offseason where they will pull the trigger and cut Daniel Jones. It makes financial sense. It also makes sense because they have so many quarterbacks coming into the draft that their stock is only rising. What would it be like to see a Cam Ward, a Quinn Ewers, even, you know, a Carson Beck? He doesn't really move the needle for me yet. I mean, 13 points against Kentucky is a little ugly, but getting somebody else in there that can get the ball to Malik Nabers would be something that's thrilling for not only Giants fans, but also the fantasy football managers that got Malik Nabers in those dynasty drafts. Who was the biggest winner from last night's Thursday night football contest between the Cowboys and the Giants? Because it definitely was not anybody that had a ticket in for the Cowboys to make the playoffs. It absolutely wasn't. They are not a playoff team. Biggest winner from Thursday Night Football. Hit us up on the Baptist Health Hotline, 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. That is the Baptist Health Hotline. That's the way to tap in to Theoretically Speaking. And chop it up with the fellas. Is joint pain affecting your quality of life? At Baptist Health Orthopedic Care, our team is experienced in traditional joint replacement surgery as well as new, less invasive treatments with the goal of returning you to what you love as quickly as possible. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. It's a Friday. It is also a, theoretically speaking, it's just a Friday. We don't have a thing for Friday yet. We used to have top five Fridays. What happened to top five Fridays? Those are fun.
Yeah. We want to rank right now.
Yeah.
Top of the head.
Top of the head. Let's just do a top five Fridays right now.
Top five, top five, top five.
This is truly sporadic right here. This is truly improvising. C-Cat putting me on the spot. A top five Friday here for Theoretically Speaking. And you know what I'm going to do?
What's that?
I'm going to go with top five utilizations of bacon. How about that?
All right.
And I'm doing this because I heard on ESPN's programming over this week multiple things. Number one, Dan Orlovsky said bacon's overrated. I heard one of the McCourty brothers hop on Sportsmanlike and say that bacon is actually the Cowboys of food items. And I'm going to tell you right now, I stand with Chris Canty, who showed the people not only the best way to create a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, but also how to devour one on air. That is not just a food item that is essential to your dietary needs. It's also one that should not be undermined. I don't care how great of a sports taker you are. So here it is, a top five Friday, top five utilizations of bacon. And we'll start right at the bottom of the list.
Number five.
I'm going to say a BLT, bacon, lettuce, tomato. I think that's number five to me because, number one, I would never order it. Absolutely the worst way to enjoy some bacon because it's not really enough meat on that sandwich unless you get some nice crispy toast, you load it up with bacon, and you got to throw a little bit of Munster cheese on that thing. If you could slip some cheese in your BLT, sign me up. Other than that, it's not really for me.
I got hooked on BLTs my freshman year of college when I worked in the cafe, and I never went back to them because I eat too many during that freshman year.
Are they for, so when you do a BLT, do you like your bacon more crispy or do you do it like a more softer? Because sometimes it's tough with a crispy bacon. It gets a little ugly on a BLT.
The thing is, it's the bacon that you throw on the grill in the morning and you throw it in the warmer and it kind of sits there and kind of overcooks a little bit where it's a little bit too chewy. Not chewy in a good way, but it's bacon that sat there for a couple hours from breakfast. Then you're eating it at 12:30. So I guess a little bit of both. And the thing is, since I work there, I can put as much bacon as I want. I'm not at the mercy of the person who puts it together.
Yeah, you get to choose. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's the thing. Making your own BLT, good. Somebody else making it for you, uh-uh.
Ooh, never.
Can't cut it. Can't cut it. Bacon, a BLT is number five in the utilizations of bacon in food. Number four, how about this?
Because number four.
I actually went to this bacon festival. It's a bacon and bourbon festival. They have it in Wellington every single year here in Palm Beach County. Look it up. You should go yourself. How about just a candied bacon on a stick?
You could even take away the first word from that.
Just bacon on a stick.
They serve that at Yankee games.
Yeah.
It is the best value for $6 in that stadium.
I did not think I would enjoy it to the extent that I did because I like bacon as much as the next guy, but I'm not like a bacon fiend. You know how there's those weird people that are like, I want some bacon-flavored bubble gum. Like,
I had a bacon wallet in middle school.
Oh, you're one of those. You're a bacon freak.
I fell into the whole like Facebook 2009. Oh. I love bacon. I love mustaches. I had a bacon wallet.
Yeah.
I bought it in the Outer Banks. Like in North Carolina, yeah.
You when you pulled that thing out to pay for a date, did the girl immediately get up and leave?
Thought that was so cool going to the Chester Cinema 6. It got laughs. It had the people talking.
Had the people talking.
Yeah, not to toot my own horn. Yeah. You know, C-Cat, he's so crazy. We love him. I'm going to see Pirates of the Caribbean.
I always didn't understand that movie, mainly the title. I thought it was Caribbean, and then they say Caribbean. The only time we say Caribbean is when we're talking about the pirates. What's up with that?
I don't know.
Because we always say it's the Caribbean, and then but the only it's Pirates of the Caribbean. Is there a reason for that? Please let me know. 888-760-3776. I'm confused on that to this day. The only time we say Caribbean is when we're talking about that movie, but then it's the Caribbean.
The utilization of bacon.
Oh, yeah, I got
on
off
number
my topic.
Five. Yeah. We've got the BLT. Number four, we have candied bacon on a stick.
Yes.
Number three.
Wedge salads. Hey, I'm a wedge salad man now. I am a wedge salad truther. I had one at 1000 North a couple of nights ago. Mwah, chef's kiss. I had one at my buddy's wedding over the past weekend in North Carolina. Just marvelous. It's bacon with the blue cheese on a wedge salad. It's my new favorite style of salad. And you do need a good crispy bacon mixed in there to give you that flavor palette, like a little bit of the saltiness to go with the blue cheese creaminess. And then obviously the lettuce is the healthy part of it. You got a little bit of a deviled egg chopped up in there if you want to get fancy. Bacon in a wedge salad it should be higher on this list, but I have two things that are, you know, obviously going to top it. So there it is. Number three, wedge salad. Do you like wedge salads, CK?
I've never purchased a salad that wasn't served in a bag at a supermarket.
Wow.
I'm not going to go to a restaurant and buy a salad that probably cost maybe 30 cents to make.
I'm going to tell you this right now. We're going to take you, and my wife Ashley's saying she converted me to girl dinners. It's not a girl dinner. It's a play-a plate, a wedge salad and some fries. We're going to get you out there. We're going to get you a wedge salad in one of these restaurants. It's going to change your mind. It's going to change your life, too.
So the second best way to utilize bacon in
Third.
Your diet?
Okay, second. Second best way.
Number two.
It pains me to say this because there's going to be some people that hate. But bacon on a burger is delicious. And might I say this, too? Bacon on a burger for some burgers is necessary. And I say this to y'all that don't know how to season your burger meat. I go to so many restaurants where I have to question whether or not you season your burger meat well enough to where I don't need to add bacon to it. Now, there's some people out there that say, hey, a good burger don't need bacon. You're right. But a lot of y'all don't know how to make a good burger. So bacon on a burger is a saving grace for those of you that don't know what you're doing with a burger. And also, even if the burger is good, bacon is additive anyways. Anybody that's knocking people that add bacon to a burger, absolutely asinine. Bacon on a burger is number two utilization of bacon.
I don't like the bite because sometimes you'll bite into a burger and the bacon won't break and then you drag out that strip of bacon. It hits you on the chin. The grease falls on your lap.
A little freaky.
That's what happens.
A little freaky there, CK.
It dabbles onto the goatee. I don't like that.
Yeah, keep it in your mouth there. And what I will say is, too, I don't like the sloppy, like the version of bacon. You're saying I need a crispy, thick, applewood type bacon in there. I want some bacon that breaks a little bit. I don't want the bacon that's more chewy on my burger. So you're right. If it's like that, don't give it to me.
I've got a gripe with bacon after you give me your number one way to utilize bacon.
Number one way right here. This is the easy one, a bacon, egg, and cheese. I can't leave New York City without a bacon, egg, and cheese. I don't care if I'm in Brooklyn. Matter of fact, I'm going to New York City again. We were just there last weekend. I'm going back in, not this upcoming weekend, but 2 weekends from now, we're going for a Catronata concert out there in Queens. Guess what? I'll probably get a couple of bacon, egg, and cheeses.
Cage.
Kay Tronada, yeah. You know Kay Tronada?
No, I didn't know. I don't know what Kay Tronada was. I thought like you were saying something like quinceañera. Like, I thought that was another thing or a bat mitzvah. No. I thought this was another cultural birthday party.
Some kind of singing person. It's for my wife's birthday. It's her birthday weekend. It's another birthday in New York, yes, for like the second time in 3 weeks. She wants to go check out a Kay Tronada cat. And that's my top five right there. Thank you for resetting it for me. The number one way to utilize bacon is the bacon, egg, and cheese. And I don't care if you put some grape jelly on it, like me and the guy Chris Canty, the resident Super Bowl champ, like to do. Or you throw some hot sauce on it. Or a little bit of, I don't do ketchup, but it's either for me hot sauce or grape jelly. I might do some apple butter. But a bacon, egg, and cheese on a croissant or a bagel or some good crispy toast. Perfect way to go. Perfect way to start your morning. In fact, I had a bacon, egg, and cheese on a cinnamon raisin bagel this morning.
That's weird. Why do you go sweet with the salty? I don't like that.
It works perfectly. It's a good balance. Sometimes you want that balance of sweet and salty, you know, especially in the morning. But I'll eat a bacon, egg, and cheese at any point in the day.
My problem with bacon is we have not yet perfected the way to package it if you want to buy it in a store. Because if you open a pack of bacon, you have to use all of that bacon that very second.
Don't.
Or else you put it back in the there's no way to wrap it correctly without getting the bacon juice everywhere. I cannot stand buying more than one serving of bacon, so I end up just having bacon for breakfast. I only chef up the entire packet, and that's all I eat.
Let me give you two strategy points here for the bacon. Either you cut the bacon package right down the middle, right? You literally take a knife, slice it right down the middle with the packaging still on it, right? And then you put each one into a Ziploc bag. You only use half of the bacon on that side, half of the bacon on that side. You can easily seal it up in Ziploc bags. Or just buy bigger Ziploc bags. And you can open up the bacon pack, use three or four bacons like I did this morning, throw them on the frying pan, put the rest of it folded up into a bigger Ziploc bag, the big quart size Ziploc bag, fold it up, put it in the fridge. You're good.
That seems like you just went on 45 seconds it's about how to step. Package bacon when other things... Hey, you crumple up the bag and you put it back in the pantry. That's your cereal bag.
So you're lazy.
I'm not lazy. I'm efficient. And I want efficiency when it comes to my breakfast foods. Breakfast is a meal that you should not have to think two ways about. And are you kidding me? On a work day to make a bacon, egg, and cheese? No, my time is way too valuable for that.
Mine obviously isn't. But this weekend, for those who have some time to spend and kick it with the ESPN West Palm Street team and watch some Georgia versus Bama. By the way, I got Bama in this thing. It's a huge game this weekend. And Coors Light College Football Tour takes us to the office in Port St. Lucie. We got Georgia versus Bama. Join us this Saturday. That's tomorrow from 7 to 9 p.m. They're going to have $2.50 Coors Light bottles and $14 buckets. We'll have our tailgate toss out there for a chance to win some great prizes from the Palm Beach Autographs. So come on out to the office and enjoy some ice cold Coors. Must be 21 or older to participate. And Molson Coors reminds you to please drink responsibly. CCAT, there's also zippers on certain bacon packages.
So you're talking about bacon that is not the cheapest.
I mean,
because like I'm not
time is money, my guy.
I'm not going to those expensive grocery stores. I go to the bottom dollar. It's the same food, just packaged differently. I'm not going to spend money on packaging.
It's not that you're... Just buy some Ziploc. They're like $5 for like 100 of them. Go to Sam's or Costco.
Are those Ziploc bags specifically designed for those bacon packets? No, it's never going to work. It's never going to work.
Just fold over the package a little bit.
Trust me, I've tried.
You didn't try hard enough.
And it's been a disaster ever since.
You didn't try hard enough. Also, something we've tried and failed at, but now we're reclaiming some ground on, is the Punchline Picks, our competition with Russo and Rizzo, picking against the spread for the football weekend. We're going to deliver those on the other side because we do still have a point to make up, right? We're 1 point down.
That's it.
In Punchline Picks, the punishment for Punchline Picks, it's right in the name. The loser has to do stand-up comedy right here in front of all of you. We're still waiting for somebody to give us a great stand-up comedy platform, a great stage to go out there and deliver these great jokes. So let us know if you do have some. Drop them in the YouTube chat at Theo Speaking or call in 888-760-3776. But somebody's going to be on the hot seat at the end of the year, and it's not going to be us. Speaking of hot, I want my people to keep you cool. And there's only one team that is locked in on doing so. That's EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. EDSisYes.com. I mean, they are your trusted AC experts in Palm Beach County. A 4.8-star Google rating with over 760 reviews. And by the way, CCAT, you're somebody who locks in on these kind of reviews. When you have a high rating, CCAT's all in.
Yeah, I am the target audience for putting that star rating in the copy. Yeah. That's me. I need to know what other people think about an organization or a business.
Yeah, this is how a society works. We try the services, we rate the services, and that's how we else, you know, on the outside looking in, know. But I know because I've been a customer for a couple of years now, a gold member, and they've also have a lot of happy, sustained customers throughout the area. I mean, they've been keeping you cool since 2006 here in Palm Beach County. 24/7 support, timely service, and you can book them online right around your schedule. EDSisYes.com. EDSisYes.com. That's the website for any needs, plumbing or air conditioning. Make sure you're tapped in with them. You do not want to be in a situation where your system fails on you and you don't have a team in place that has your back. EDSisYes.com. They have your back. They've been doing it for a while. They can do it for you. On the other side, for you, we give our punchline picks, six football picks against the spread for this weekend, including one that involves a coach who might be on a hot seat, you know, might have his job at risk, but one of us has some confidence. He's CCAT. I'm Theo Dorsey. We're Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
I mean, there's so many options this Saturday and this Sunday of what games you would want to lock in on. I mean, I don't know how many TVs you got in your crib. I got like, what, four and a half TVs in my crib. How many you got in your crib, CK?
Two that are functioning, yeah. Two in the closet.
So what are the two in the closet doing, just hanging out?
Those are the ones that we upgraded from. I still got my college TV that I wanted at Penn State basketball game.
Why don't you sell it? Is it like a
It's now memento? You can get a smart TV for cheap nowadays.
I know.
Like 32 inches, like $90. You can get it at a supermarket.
So why are you holding on to it?
Never know when you need the third screen.
You absolutely won't. You're hoarding that TV screen. Either sell it or donate it. You're wasting people's time. But you know what? Maybe you know what? There's a place that has like 10 to 12 times the number of TVs you and I both have collectively, and that's every single Duffy Sports Grill you could pull up to. 80 or more televisions in every single location. I don't know if my math was right, but I know that math is correct. Duffy'sMVP.com. That's where you can go to tap in and become an MVP, a reward member like myself and CCAT. And then you can pull up to a Duffy's and watch the football action. This year, for football season, they have a whole new lineup for starters. And there's some football season-themed starters, including the house-made fried pickles, the smoked fish dip, the gridiron nachos, crispy fried green beans, and then loaded and barbecue pigskins. All of those starters can be paired with the Duffy's 2-for-1 drink. So that's whatever drink you like, whether it's on the menu or it's your, let me get a rum and Coke, a Jack and Coke, a tequila, and whatever. Whatever you're ordering, 2-for-1, all day, every day. Visit DuffysMVP.com to learn more. And remember, at Duffy's, our game is always on.
Have you heard about Duffy's Fall Teenies?
No, I haven't.
Dude.
What's that? What they got in there?
We're talking apple, spiced apple.
Okay.
Pumpkin spice as well.
Yeah.
Apple Teenies from, not Apple Teenies, sorry. Fall Teenies
fall
from Duffy's.
Teenies, yes.
Fall flavors available to the end of November.
Yeah.
Check them out.
Say less. Say less, my dog. You know, the lady loves fall-themed drinks. She loves a little fall-themed little drinky drink, so maybe we pull up on the Duffy's, and the good thing about it is it's 2-for-1 season.
You could try both.
Get both of them. Boom, boom, bang, bang. It's time for Punchline Picks. We're going to give out our Punchline Picks here. Again, Punchline Picks, it is Theoretically Speaking versus Russo and Rizzo. Myself and CCAT versus Mike Rizzo and Colin Russo. We pick against the spread on the football weekend. Here go our six picks.
A little infighting between those two, by the way.
Yeah.
They were arguing. Now that it all come crumbling down, they had like an 8-game lead before last weekend, and now it's down to 1. Russo was yelling at Mike Rizzo.
Yeah.
Like behind closed doors, they thought we couldn't hear them because the door was closed. No, they were screaming at one another.
A lot of infighting. It reminds me of what happened to the Eagles this offseason.
Yes.
And reports coming out of the Russo and Rizzo camp is that the chemistry issues are starting to seep into their performance in punchline picks. But right here on Theoretically Speaking,
hey,
we're good.
Lockstep.
Yeah.
Me and you.
We're good to go. Here's how we'll do it today. I will give you the game I'm picking in the spread. I want you to guess which side I'm on. So I'll deliver my first one here. The Cincinnati Bengals traveling to the Carolina Panthers. The Bengals are 4-point favorites on the road against the Andy Dalton-led Panthers. C-Cat, which way you think I'm leaning here?
I think you're saying something's got to give. Andy Dalton can't be that good 2 weeks in a row. The Bengals can't be this bad 4 weeks in a row. I think you're leaning Cincy.
We are lockstep on this one.
Uh-huh.
The Bengals, let me tell you something. There's also some history at play here. Teams that start the year 0-3 and are road favorites in week four, they're 8-0 straight up. They're 5-1-2 against the spread. This right here is the Panthers had an emotional roller coaster. They're getting a win for their guy, Andy Dalton, for their coach, Dave Canales. They had a parade, a celebration out there in Vegas beating up on the Raiders. They're going to come back down to earth this weekend. That defense is still putrid. Adam Thielen is not in for the Panthers offense, which means you're going to get a heavy dosage of Deontay Johnson. I don't think that's enough to beat the Bengals. This is another porous defense, and I think that offensive attack comes down to earth as well. The Bengals are not going to just cover and win. They probably blow the Panthers out at the bank. So we're going to keep that one on the board. We also have Steelers at Colts. The Colts are a home dog here, 1.5 points. The Steelers have Justin Fields and a 3-0 record here. The Colts coming off of a not-so-celebrated victory over the Bears because the Bears looked a little bad themselves. How do you feel like I'm leaning Steelers at Colts, 1.5 point dogs at home for Indianapolis?
Steelers might have the best unit in the league with their defense led by T.J. Watt. I think you're going with the Steelers going to make prey of Anthony Richardson.
I'm going with another road favorite here. 1.5 points, still going to be easy to cover for the Steelers. The Colts, as good as they can be, I don't think they have it all the way figured out yet. And if there's one team that fully knows their identity, is that Mike Tomlin-led Steelers offense, which I do also believe that Arthur Smith still hasn't even pulled all the tricks out of the bag with Justin Fields yet because he hasn't had to. Justin Fields not turning the ball over. The Steelers defense still a dominant unit. And Anthony Richardson is known for making mistakes on big downs. I can see the Steelers not just covering on the road. But then again, I feel like this spread should be a lot bigger. The Steelers going to take care of business. So we got Steelers -1.5. We have the Bengals -4. And then I take you on down to Hard Rock Stadium tonight. The team atop the Sunshine Standings, those Miami Hurricanes, 18-point favorites at home against Vatek.
You're taking the U. We all know this.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing, though. I didn't even want to take this game. I really wanted to go Illinois versus Penn State.
Bad vibes if you did that.
Yeah, I know. I know you wouldn't want to do that again.
See, we don't just pick to win against the spread.
Yeah.
We pick to win each other's hearts.
Right. Yeah.
And you did just that. Thank you.
I did not want to disrupt what you had going because I believe a lot in that Illinois team.
Okay, move on. Why the U?
I know. All right, but for the U, I will say this. It has been the greatest offensive output from Miami through 4 weeks in the history of that program. Cam Ward is a different animal, a different beast. This is a focused Miami team. This is a team that knows they need to make an impact and make a statement at home in their ACC opener. I don't think Miami is going to have a letdown game. I don't see this Mario Cristobal team folding under the lights like so many people think. So I got the Miami Hurricanes covering that 18-point spread. I think they win by about 21 points.
So you have the keys to the lock because you won with your lock last week.
Yep.
Do you want to unveil which of those picks is your lock worth double now, or do you want to wait till my picks?
We're going to go Bengals-Panthers. We're going to lock that in. I hate locking in the Bengals for anything right now because they're so putrid and I don't believe in them long term, but the Panthers are that bad. What you got for your pick, C-Cat?
Two college, one NFL.
Oh.
I gave you one of these picks during Cats and Dogs, and I am so confident in this game. You cannot win a football game when the theme of the day is AJ and Big Justice. FAU is 31.5-point favorites at home versus Wagner. I love the Owls in what they represent here in Palm Beach County in the Treasure Coast. That's our D1 team.
Yeah.
But they're not going to cover the 31.5-point spread. Give me Wagner from Staten Island. That's my first pick of punchline picks.
I like it.
Wagner plus 31.5. I know.
It's sad for
everybody's
Owls,
talking
like
about Wagner, and I'm just one of the guys. I try to be original here, but I listened to our show earlier today, believe it or not. I was here back here listening to what you were saying.
Yeah.
With Deion Sanders talking about the recruiting classes that would go into UCF.
Uh-oh.
Just to watch Colorado. And that lit a fire under me as a bettor. I cannot believe that he talked about that.
Yeah.
UCF's going to come out on fire. The bounce house will be bouncing. UCF minus 14 at home.
Wow.
Take the Knights. I believe in that squad. Ooh. And now we move to the NFL with the stinkiest pick of the day. And I just realized that I have not been doing what we said we're going to do.
Yeah.
Broncos at Jets. Who do you think I'm picking?
The Broncos.
I'm taking the Broncos plus 7.5.
Yeah. There's no way you were banking on the Jets covering as bad as they've looked and as good as that pass defense is.
Aaron Rodgers went to the media and said, you know, I think that we're really going to learn about this Jets team with how we deal with the success. They won one game against the Patriots.
That's like
Thursday Night Football. Like, listen, you're not a world touring rock band who has to deal with sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Not yet.
The groupies aren't on the tour bus right now. You won a game against the Patriots. You'll have some success later. It's not going to happen this weekend. To the Broncos plus 7.5. That's my punchline pick.
Okay, I like that. Those are good picks. I think we might, you know, we have a good chance of not just surpassing them, but starting up a little lead here. Do we have time to give a coolest moment of the week?
On the other side, we will.
On the other side, we'll give out the coolest moment of the week. But before we get to that, I must talk about a college football team here in South Florida that has been delivering Saturday after Saturday. They even played on like a Thursday one time, and that is the Kaiser Seahawks. That football team is a part of a program, a college, a campus that is just synonymous with championships. 22 national championships in the history of Kaiser Seahawks athletics. And KUSeahawks.com is where you can find all of the stuff they're doing to hashtag defend the beach. They have the reigning lacrosse champions. They have the two-time reigning swimming and diving champions. They also are home to the reigning NAIA National Championship football squad, the Kaiser Seahawks, led by Coach Miles Russ, led by that elite, immaculate rushing attack. You should check them out on Saturdays this season. They got about three more home games on the slate. So if you want to check out the Kaiser Seahawks this year, KUSeahawks.com. On the other side, the coolest moment of the week presented by EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. That's CCAT. I'm Theo Dorsey with Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Time now for the coolest moment of the week, presented by EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. EDS is yes.
All right. Lawrence on the move, launching down the middle, intercepted. Over for the man and Damar Hamlin. A huge roar as one of the most popular, inspiring Bills comes up with the takeaway.
And there you have it, Trevor Lawrence helping to provide the EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing coolest moment of the week. EDSisYes.com, interceptions from Lawrence, also yes, right into the hands of Damar Hamlin. Special moment for him. Special.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Literally, it was literally the coolest moment of the week.
You know what else is cool?
Making Skrilla.
What does that mean?
Paper, making money. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well,
you went to the third option, which is saying literally what the word was, money.
Yes. Money, yes, making money. Getting money, especially when you're watching football or any other sport, because Prize Picks is actually America's number one daily fantasy sports app. They've got over 5 million active members, including myself. And if you don't know what Prize Picks is, all you do on Prize Picks, it's very simple. You pick more or less on 2 to 6 different stat projections on players, and then you watch the winnings roll in, including one stat projection that's a pretty easy one to get. One Caleb Williams passing yard gets you one win. So that's a freebie on Prize Picks every single week in September, which only has one more weekend left. That's right. Only one passing yard from Caleb Williams, an automatic win every football weekend of September. Free dubs. Don't miss out on that. Plus, I've been looking at a couple of the other Prize Picks options out there. Jordan Addison, he's at about 44 receiving yards. He's going to be active. I would like to hit more on that one. Plus, Justin Jefferson, 6 receptions. Come on. You know he's going to get the ball a lot. Prize Picks, the promo code is TheoD. Type in THOD. You automatically get $50 guaranteed when you play a $5 lineup. THOD is the promo code on Prize Picks. Prize Picks run your game. Go in love. Go in peace. Go enjoy.
Is reviewing life insurance on your to-do list? Now's the perfect time to add it. A friend recently told me that securing life insurance sooner rather than later can help you lock